Are you too old? You ever feel like, what's the point? I've gotten to this point in my life, and I'm just too old to do something different, to start something new, to have a change of pace. Don't think that way. I just heard a story about a lady who, at 60 years old, got into the pool for the first time to start swimming. Now, she's 97 years old. Now, if she wouldn't have started as a senior citizen getting into the pool, I mean, starting at retirement age, can you do something different? Can you do something new? Can you get any good at it? I mean, you might think, oh, it's over, it's done, I'm washed up, so what? Why should I? But she started swimming at about 60 years old. She was a retired social worker. Now, she's a record holder. I mean, she didn't start out to try to be a record holder. She just wanted to try to stay healthy. Now she has a national championship in the backstroke. She holds 16 age group world records and 26 U.S. bests and dozens of championship titles, starting when she was retired. In fact, they call her the Mighty Mo. Maureen Cornfield is her name. And she's become this amazing swimmer, still going at 97 years old. So is it ever too late to start something new? Is it ever too late to step up and say, you know, I'm going to do something different? Or just to think for the fact, I can overcome. I can do this. It is possible to do that. And so here's Maureen Cornfield really putting, I think, a great spiritual principle into effect. Because when you think about it, we're supposed to be able to do things even in our old age. Even though we may be limited in some ways, there are other ways we don't have to be limited. And one of those things is spiritually speaking. There's a psalm that reminds us of this as well. Psalm 92, verse 12, it tells us the spiritual principle. It says, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree." So we're talking about spiritually speaking. It says, "He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God, and they shall still bear fruit in old age." You see, the Bible is very clear. You don't give it up. You don't sign it off just because you're old. God says you can still produce. You can still bear fruit, spiritual fruit, even when you're old. So in a sense, we can jump in that spiritual pool, and we can be champion spiritual swimmers. And I think it's all related to this idea of continuing, no matter what our physical age is, we can do great spiritual things, just like Maureen Cornfield has done some amazing swimming, even in her old age. So enjoy the moment, wherever we are in life. She puts it this way. She likes to do the backstroke, and she swims with her back to the world with her sunny side up. I think that's a great idea for all of us, because it's never too old. You're never too old to set a new goal. You're never too old to set a new dream. You can produce great spiritual things, even in old age. So jump in the pool. That's BT Nagle. See you next time.